For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Tonight we're looking at the importance of godly fellowship. Glory to God. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we commit this time to you tonight, Lord. Give us ears to hear, Lord, and eyes to see, and hearts that are open to receive your word. We give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we can see that the Bible is very clear that godly fellowship is not optional for the believer. It's a commandment. So the Bible is very clear on that. And it's essential for spiritual growth and for developing faith is what we'll see. And it's necessary to function as part of the body of Christ. So we're going to look at a few key areas tonight. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll look at verses 29 and 30. And we'll look at the area that godly fellowship is important because Christians are part of the body of Christ. So we'll see that here. Ephesians 5, verses 29 to 30 says, "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones." So we can see here that when we're born again, we become part of the body of Christ. So we are joined together with many members, with many other members. So once we're born again, we don't operate on our own, but we join with the many members of Christ's body, and we can see that here. So as members of the body, godly fellowship is crucial. And we are part of the family of God. So, and as such, we are called into fellowship with the whole family. Glory to God. So we can see that here. So let's also have a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll look at verses 12 to 14. Again, talking about the body of Christ. "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many." So again, we can see that the body is made up of many believers. So many members, the brethren. And each person in the body may have a different purpose, but we all function together as one. And it would be very difficult for someone to function as a member of the body if they didn't fellowship with the brethren. So that's really important. And as we know, the Lord commands that his people fellowship. And by neglecting to do this, not doing this as a Christian, is in contradiction to God's word. So it's very important that we fellowship together in a Bible-believing church. Glory to God. And let's also have a look at Matthew chapter 18. And we'll look at a couple of scriptures in Matthew. Matthew Matthew 18, verses 19 to 20, and we'll have a look what Jesus said here. Matthew 18, verses 19 to 20. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So again, the word is very clear about the brethren fellowshipping together and functioning together. And here we can see that Jesus uses the example of two or three being gathered together in his name. And we can see that there is blessing attached to that. Glory to God. He says, there I am in the midst of them. So godly fellowship is necessary to function in the body of Christ. So that's very important. So let's have a look at now Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And we'll look at the area of loving the brethren. So fellowship is important because fellowship is loving the brethren. Glory to God. So Hebrews chapter 10, and we'll look at verses 23 to 25. We'll see what the scripture says here. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to do good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So again, we can see it clear in the scripture that the Lord commands Christians to assemble together. So he doesn't want us to forsake fellowship. We can see that clearly here. But he wants us to be considering and showing love toward our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we can see that fellowship is important to show love toward our brethren. And the scripture says to provoke each other unto love and to do good works. So to exhort and encourage each other in our faith walk and build each other up, glory to God, which, you know, we were all able to do when we're fellowshipping together. So we must be meeting up regularly with each other to be able to do these things that the scripture talks about here. So, and loving the brethren means that we're thinking of others, not just of ourselves. And so we're following the example of Jesus. But a person out of godly fellowship would not be able to do these things. So it's very important. So let's also have a look at 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, and we'll continue to look at the area of loving the brethren. So 1 John chapter 3, and we'll look at verses 14 to 16 of chapter 3. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So, again, as Christians, the love of God, you know, we know that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost when we are born again. And as we can see here from this scripture, that we are to be demonstrating love, charity, loving action toward our brothers and sisters in Christ. So that's very important. And we can see in verse 16, it says that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So that may be praying for someone else, helping them financially, giving them a kind word. So these things are really important, and it's part of godly fellowship, is caring for the brethren. And again, someone outside of fellowship would not be able to do these things. So it's a very important area, something that the Lord really wants us to do. So as Christians, glory to God. So we'll have a look at another area. Godly fellowship is crucial for spiritual growth and for sustaining faith. So let's have a look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 16. And this is, godly fellowship is crucial for spiritual growth and for sustaining faith. And we'll have a look at Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may we grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Glory to God. So there's lots in here. But we can see that God has placed ministry gifts in the church for our edification and growth. So apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And we have these gifts for the perfecting of the saints and to help us to grow in stature to the fullness of Christ. So the Lord, he doesn't want us to be tossed to and fro, but he wants us to be planted, and he wants us to be strong, and he wants us to be planted in a local assembly where we are receiving instruction under these ministry gifts. Glory to God. So we can see that clearly in the scripture. So fellowship, godly fellowship, is important for spiritual growth and for sustaining our faith. It's vitally important. Glory to God. And we can see that here from these scriptures. And verse 13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. So that's, and unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So that's God's will for us. So we can clearly see that godly fellowship is very important. God's put it in place for us to be a part of a local church. So let's also have a look at Acts chapter 2. We'll have a look at Acts chapter 2, verses 38 to 44. So Acts chapter 2, verses 38 to 44. says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. So, glory to God, we can clearly see that Christians, we can see from this example, Christians are to continue in doctrine and fellowship, and it is essential for spiritual growth. So when we're first born again, we're spiritual babies. And just like these 3,000 souls in this example, we must continue fellowshipping together, taking the Lord's Supper, as we can see here, which we do in church, glory to God, and joining together in corporate prayer, which is very important. So we can see that these things are a part of godly fellowship. And verse 44 says, "And all that believed were together and had all things common." So this shows us that the Lord has called his people to fellowship together and to be in unity. Glory to God. So not to fellowship with unbelievers, but to fellowship with the brethren and to be of one mind and one belief. So we can clearly see that here, and this helps us to grow and to build our faith. Glory to the Lord. So let's have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And we'll look at verses 14 to 18. And the Lord gives us a clear warning here about the wrong kind of fellowship. So 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Glory to God. So the Lord is giving us a clear warning here about the consequences of the wrong type of fellowship. So we can see here that fellowship with unbelievers will damage a person's faith, will not build a person up. So the way of the world is doubt and unbelief, which is the opposite to faith. So a person not fellowshipping in church with the brethren is in danger of conforming to the world. And it means that they won't be hearing the word, to be transformed by the renewing of their mind, and they're not in a position to be encouraged and built up by their brothers and sisters in Christ. So the Lord wants people to come out of this type of situation, and he wants them to be planted in a local church, in a Bible-believing church. Glory to God. So we can see that. Let's also have a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 33, just continuing on this. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." So being around the wrong influences can affect a person's thinking, and those ways can start to rub off on a person. So the Lord doesn't want that. So it's very important that we Christians be around like-minded people, which we have in the church. Glory to God. And we'll also have a look at Psalm 1 verse 1. Psalm 1 verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." So clearly we can see that a person who's going to do this is not going to be blessed. So that is not a blessed situation. So let's now have a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we'll look at verses 25 to 27. And so godly fellowship is necessary for God's people to be nurtured and cared for. So we'll see this in these scriptures. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25 to 27. "That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honoured, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." So we can see from the scripture that we are to care for each other. Glory to God. That there be no divisions, but to care for and nurture our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we can see that clearly from the scripture. And we must be in fellowship with each other in order to do this, to fulfill this scripture. We are to be in fellowship with each other. And so how can a person care for the brethren? How can someone care for the brethren if they aren't fellowshipping with other believers? So it's vitally important that we be doing that. Glory to God. So let's turn to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. Starting at verse 14 of James 5, says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we can see that prayer and encouragement is available in the church. So a person who is planted in a local church can call on their elders to pray for them. And there's help and support available and comfort in time of trials. We can see that that's available. And a person outside of fellowship would not have access to this. That's right. So godly fellowship is important for the body of Christ to be nurtured and supported. And as we can see here, the word says that we confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. So fellowshipping with other believers builds up our faith, which is vitally important. So lastly, let's have a look at Psalm 92. Psalm 92, verse 13. Psalm 92, verse 13 says, "Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." Glory to the Lord. So those who are planted in a local assembly, a Bible-believing church, will flourish. So there's a blessing attached. Glory to the Lord. So as we've seen tonight, godly fellowship is crucial for us to be built up in our faith, to be nurtured and cared for, to grow spiritually, and we've seen it is a commandment of the Lord that we do not forsake gathering together. So it's very important. Glory to God. So we'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for showing us tonight, Lord, the importance of godly fellowship. Lord, continue to lead us and guide us, Lord. And we thank you for your great mercy and your love toward us, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are the strength of our life. We give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.